These buses are seen taking 18 nuns from the order founded by Mother Teresa of Calcutta to Nicaragua's southern border to be expelled. The nuns had been working with the poor and with children with learning disabilities. Until the legislature, controlled by President Daniel Ortega's Sandinista party, stripped them of their legal status last week. They're the latest casualty of Ortega's unrelenting offensive against hundreds of NGOs and the Catholic Church, whom he calls coup-mongers and devils in robes. The stunned nuns were received in neighboring Costa Rica, where a mass was held to show them support.
When you love God, He's always present in transformations. But when your values run counter to His values, there'll be, of course, persecution.
The bishop was alluding to Daniel Ortega's campaign against the Catholic Church, which includes the expulsion of the Vatican ambassador and the imprisonment of a Nicaraguan priest. The nuns thanked Costa Rica for its hospitality, but said they didn't want to stay.
We feel deep pain for being expelled from Nicaragua. We want to return to what we left behind, people in need, and three communities where we worked.
Ironically, they were expelled by the same president who in the 1980s embraced Mother Teresa and promised that her order would always be welcome in Nicaragua. Now, with the nuns gone, Ortega awaits the impending arrival of 230 Russian troops, planes, and ships for, quote, purposes of training and law enforcement. Ortega is a staunch ally of Vladimir Putin, which, in the current global context, raises red flags in the region.
The agreement puts ports, airports, and military installations at the disposal of the Russians. It's not the 180 or so soldiers that matter. It's the 50, 72 Russian tanks bought in 2016, which breaks the reasonable balance of power in Central America.
Nicaragua is also reportedly planning to replace its Cold War-era Katyushka rocket launchers and fighter planes with new Russian models. Russian state media commented that it was time that Russian weapons got closer to American cities. As for the nuns, it's unlikely that their prayers to return to Nicaragua will be answered soon. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera.